deliverance tonight. We'll go to our Psalms 37. I couldn't talk last night. I can yell tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse number 39. He said, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. And in our acrostic that we're going through to deliver, the D was to decide. Joel 3:14, multitudes in the valley of decision. The Lord is near to them in the valley of decision. The E was to exercise our faith. The Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:8, said, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things. Amen. Then the L was to liberate. Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Then we went to the I was to instill, Colossians 3:2. Where was that? I lost my thought. Amen. Amen. Affections on things that are above and not things on this earth. Amen. And where your heart is, that's where your treasure is also. Amen. And last week, what the V was to visualize the victory. Proverbs 29:18. The Bible says, without vision, the people perish. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. And tonight, we're on the E. And what the E is represents to examine yourself. Our scripture reference is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse number 5. He says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate or be rejected. And there's, God wants us to realize the one that's in us is greater than he that's in this world. No matter what's trying to attach to you, the one that's in you is greater than he that's in this world. Amen? So what he's going to talk to us tonight about first is we're going to examine ourselves. We're going to do a checkup. God doesn't want us to examine anyone else. This is a self-examination. Amen? The first thing we're going to look at in the testing, we're going to test our ways. The prophet Jeremiah was weeping in Lamentations. Lamentation is the weeping of Jeremiah. He's lamenting. Verse number 40. The word of God says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto the God in the heaven. Remember, man's looking on the outward appearance, but God's looking at the heart. So the prophet said, you might as well just lift it up, not try to hide it. Amen. He's doing a refining work. Amen. He's doing something in every one of us. He wants us to continue our watching. The Apostle Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 5, the apostle reminds the church in verse number 5, You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. So thirdly, he wants us to, the witness of this, the witness that we're, our ways are being checked, the watching. That's all crowded in there, honey. The witness in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 4. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 4, he says, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. So what he's saying to us is, we're to test our ways. Are we watching? And are we witnessing to others that God is transforming and changing our lives?
Amen.
You know, I'll continue to say this, and it sounds like a broken record sometime. And probably I'm pretty old. Ralph, we used to have albums, 45s and 33s. All right? Amen. And a broken record, a skipped record would keep repeating itself. Amen. And so many times we have to keep repeating ourselves that our actions are speaking louder than our words. Amen. Not only out there, but in here. When you say something, do it. Mean what you say and say what you mean, but just don't say something to please somebody if you don't plan to do something. It ruins the shade of your light. It darkens your light. Amen? So it's important for us to that we're testing our ways, that we're watching, that we're a witness to others. Secondly, the triumphing. Is to trust. You know, we go back to where he says, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul said this in verse number 14. He said, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Underline that in your Bible. It's okay if you write in the book. Underline always causes us to triumph in Christ. Always. Always. Don't leave the word out. So when the enemy's coming and you think he's had a foothold or a stronghold, you say, we always triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen?
Amen.
We're letting our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. So when I'm trusting in him, I'm treading to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the wicked one, or over all the power of the enemy. I love the way the psalmist puts it in Psalms 44. Look at me in Psalms 44. Rather you realize this or not, I want you to get a hold of it. God gave me a word starting from the beginning. And this word's being spoken into your spirit and your soul. And it's accomplishing things in your life that's going to totally amaze you.
Amen.
All of a sudden, there's a faith that rises up to fight every wicked thing the enemy tries to do. Amen. And believe me, he doesn't like you. But God loves you. And guess what? I love you. I'm honored to be able to minister to you. That God loves you so much that he gave you someone to have, that you have to put up with like me. Hallelujah. To help grow your faith. Hallelujah. But the psalmist says in Psalms 44, verse number 5. He says, through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. And God, we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Isn't that powerful? Hallelujah. So this is, to me, this is one of my favorites for us to treasure. To treasure. You know, we sing these songs like A Million Little Miracles. Man, I am so blessed. I'm so grateful. I don't have to look too far to see how much God has blessed me. Amen. You don't have to look too far to see how much God has blessed you. And God wants to remind us tonight again, listen to me. Be thankful for what you have, and you won't be looking so much at what you don't. And when you're thankful for what you have, God can't help but give you what you don't. But if you ain't thankful for what you already have, you kind of stop the hands of God. Amen? What did he say? And everything give thanks. That is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So to treasure this in Romans 8, I love Romans 8. The whole gospel summed up in that chapter. He says in verse number 37, reminding us again, remember we underlined always, he says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we find, first, we have the testing, we have the triumphing, but we must continue the trusting, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen? So in Ephesians 3, verse number 17, the Apostle Paul says this, he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that now worketh where? In us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You know, every time he gets, I get this little, these little pictures, you know. God gives me these beautiful pictures. My wife and I, she was talking about the dreams I have. The dreams I have, I'm actively in them and they're alive. They're not just, they're just about as real as you can get. Amen. And there's some glorious things that are coming to the body of Christ. Amen. And there's glorious things that are coming. Amen. What the adversary wants you to do, again, he wants you to focus on what you don't have instead of being grateful for what you do have. But if you're grateful for what you do have, you'll get what you're looking for. Amen. Come on. You know, we have a bright future. The future in Colossians 1. Verse number 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. So this brings us to the following. The following is found in 1 John chapter 3. Verse number 24. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So what he is saying to us tonight, we're to transfer and believe God at his word. Now I've got here Galatians chapter 2. And if you get this and you have revelation of this, you'll be victorious everywhere you go. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, myself has died. My self desires. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Amen. In other words, if we have revelation of the one that is in us, when we test it, we pass because we're triumphing. Because we're trusting in the Lord and we're transferring our trust, ourselves, our lives, and it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. Amen? And guess what? If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I, it shall quicken our mortal bodies, our physical bodies, by the Spirit that dwells in you and I. So what the Lord is saying to us tonight simply is examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know your own selves that Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or be rejected. In other words, God doesn't want to reject you, but you get beaten up when you make the world bigger than one that's in you. Amen? Amen. That thing that God's taking from you and delivering you from, there ain't going to be any room for it to come back. Because he's filling the room. Amen. And when God fills the room, there's no room for anything else in the room. Amen. So can we all just stand up? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to the Lord? Father, I thank you, Father God, for every man, woman, and child that's in this room, Father God. I thank you that they've decided to exercise their faith that be liberated, Father God. Amen. And that you've instilled your Spirit within them, Father God, to give them, Father God, victory, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that as we're examining ourselves tonight, Father God, search us, Lord. If there's anything in us that is unpleasing to you, reveal it to us, Lord, so that we may release it to you. Father, we ask you, Father God, to look upon our hearts as you're revealing things to each and every one of us, Father God. May we surrender it to you. May we surrender it tonight, Father God. And may, Father God, may you take it. And we know when you take it, you're never going to give it back to us. So, Father, we release it to you tonight in Jesus' name and give you the praise for it. Amen and amen.